Miss Janis Joplin doing Try, and we heard Billy Joel, a guy who kicked around the rock and roll circuit for 10 years before finally getting a recording contract and making something of himself. That's perseverance, but at least he finally made it. Captain Jack is the cut we heard from his second album, Piano Man. Okay, it's time for tonight's trivia question. The Rolling Stones had an early single called Not Fade Away that was a remake of an old rock and roll tune. And can you tell me, who did the original version of Not Fade Away? Do you know the answer? It was the Crickets who originally did the song Not Fade Away, and that was the Rolling Stones. This one goes out to all our loyal listeners at Her Majesty's Prison, St. Louis in Bedford. It's by Lynyrd Skynyrd. From an album produced by Al Kooper, that's Lynyrd Skynyrd. The name of the album is pronounced Lynyrd Skynyrd. It's their second one, resulting after everybody called them Lynyrd Skynyrd when their first album came out, disc jockeys included. That's certainly the way it looks. If L-Y-N-Y-R-D, and then Skynyrd is spelled S-K-Y-N-Y-R-D. The name of the group comes from a science teacher. I think it was a science teacher. Anyway, it was a school teacher of theirs that they disliked. And it's a misspelling of his name, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and the song was Free Bird. It goes out to all our friends at Her Majesty's Prison in St. Louis, Bedford, and a special thanks to Cool Breeze for writing in. 15 minutes before 1 o'clock, Brian Richards here on Radio Caroline. This is from John David Souther's new album.
What if I fall in love with you?
The Velvet Underground, doing Pale Blue Eyes. Yeah. Why do records have to do that? I mean, it's disgusting. Here's Bad Company from their first album. It's called Can't Get Enough. Eagles off of the On the Border album, their third one, something called James Dean that Jackson Browne had a hand in writing. We also heard Aretha Franklin doing the old Otis Redding song, Respect, and Can't Get Enough from Bad Company. This is the group Firefall, led by Rick Roberts, with You Are the Woman. By Firefall is called You Are the Woman. I don't know if that song has been or will be released as a single, but I think it certainly has all the ingredients to be a hit. And of course, that's the kind of thing, if people knew what would make it a hit, then things would be a lot different. You really never can tell with that kind of thing, but I think that song would have a good shot at it.